Dear reader, while I hadn't ever co-created a zine before this one, I have planted many a seed, and I can't help but make the parallels between these acts. The process of planting seeds for me is as material as it is spiritual, whereby I make a commitment to the earth and reaffirm my belief in the radical power of hope. It is also a practice in leaning into community, human and more than human alike, and trusting the process. The development of this zine has been similar on all accounts. What began as an idea nearly a year ago grew steadily into what appears before you thanks to the many caring hands, heads, and hearts of all of those who've contributed. Initially, I wasn't sure how long it would take or what it would look like or whose art it would feature. All I knew is that it was needed. I craved a container for intentionally holding stories from these moments amidst historic crises, a space we could return to in order to remember, to learn, to grieve, to witness, to celebrate, and to connect with ourselves, each other, and this world. So as the COVID-19 pandemic worsened and we were forced to disconnect from what we loved, we invited artists to tell us about reconnecting through food. We hoped that their stories would help us traverse through this portal into a new world, more abundant with justice, beauty, and healing for all. Inside these pages, you'll find piece after piece of wisdom that we hope you can return to as needed for nourishment throughout the crises that may come before us yet. We titled this scene, Recipes for a New Normal, because what is a recipe but a story about how to nourish ourselves? Coordinating this scene has been a tremendous gift and an opportunity to practice building new worlds and ways of being together. We set out with a commitment to intentionality, equity, and collaboration, and these guiding principles were as present in the process as they are in the product. We paid our artists for their work, moved at a life-affirming pace, collaborated with love. We also centered accessibility, both in terms of disability justice, by creating a digital version, which includes audio recordings and alt text for each piece, and not economic justice, by including sliding scale purchase options for the print version and offering honorariums with priority to BIPOC, disabled, and queer creators. I must end with gratitude. Many thanks to all of our contributors, to the organizing collective members, to those who donated, to those who fed us throughout, and always to the past and present stewards of the land that nourishes us from the roots. In loving solidarity, Momo Wilms Crow, Zine Coordinator and Food Justice Project Co-Chair.